Silk, Football, Family, Respect. Written by Sean Burgoyne with Martin Blake and read by Tamblyn Lord. When I came to Hawthorn, Lance Franklin was only 22 and already playing footy like a legend of the game. I hadn't crossed paths with him too much while I was at Port Adelaide, so seeing him up close was an eye-opener for me. Buddy played amazing football from a young age after he came over from Western Australia, winning a final with a late set shot goal against Adelaide in only his third season when he was just 20 years old. After that moment in 2007, everyone expected him to be superhuman all the time, when in fact, he was a normal bloke. Lance worked on his game. I couldn't believe what a beast of a trainer he was. I'd never seen a big guy train like that. He was just incredible on the track, and it's quite something to watch a guy who's 199 centimetres tall, or 6'6" in the old language, run at that kind of speed and with that level of endurance. Buddy would punch out 18-second sprints of 150 metres, which is flying, and he kicks the footy like no one I've seen. Buddy is one of those players who fans love to watch. I've heard people say what he does is black magic. It's not. That implies that with Indigenous players, it's all natural, all easy. That is a bit of an insult, in my opinion. There are no free passes in AFL footy, I can tell you, and no substitute for hard work. You work hard or you get found out, and the system spits you onto the rubbish tip. I heard that black magic thing when I was growing up, and it jarred with me then, just as it does now. It probably came from the Krakauer brothers, Jim and Phil, who were superstars at North Melbourne in the 1970s, flipping the ball around to each other. But what they did was not black magic. It was a brother thing. They probably grew up punching on with each other, like Peter and I did, and they had an understanding that was not common. The reality of footy is this. You go out to pre-season training, and there's a session done. And then everyone goes to the side of the ground and does the 200-metre sprints. That's the reality. There's no one saying, you've got the black magic, you don't need to do that hard work. It's just wrong. Yes, a lot of Indigenous players have flair. This is what I was taught when I was a kid. If you get the ball, take them on. Back yourself. I had a ball in my hand nearly the whole time, on the way to school, at school, on the way home from school, even around the house. My little brother and I would kick it at a post. Who can hit the post? Who can hit the street sign? Who can dribble it through the neighbour's gate? I think that's where the flair comes from. And in any case, not all Indigenous players are the same. Neville Jetta from Melbourne springs to mind as someone who plays with a really strong defensive mindset. He's been one of the best back pocket players in recent years. Buddy Franklin does some incredible mind-boggling things on the footy field, no doubt, but he worked hard to acquire those skills. Those snap goals from crazy places? He would have practiced them 1,000 times from the days when he was growing up as a boy in Dowran, a little town in the back blocks of Western Australia, hours from the Big Smoke. He didn't arrive in the AFL and suddenly do those things. He would have been honing the skills all his life. Bud competes as hard as anyone. He chases hard. He tackles hard. Everyone sees the brilliant goals that he kicks, but he also puts his body on the line. I can remember him in the 2013 grand final against Fremantle, running back and getting smashed because he couldn't see what was coming, and he just got up and moved on. Fans don't talk about those things, but as his teammates, we did.